AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump and a top Iranian security official exchange dueling threats today as economic protests spread across parts of Iran. In a post on Truth Social, Trump warned that if Iran, quote, violently kills peaceful protesters, the U.S. will come to their rescue. At least 7 people have been killed so far. A little over an hour later, Ali Larijani, who serves as the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, alleged on X that Israel and the U.S. were fueling the demonstrations. He offered no evidence to support the allegation, which Iranian officials have repeatedly made during years of protests sweeping the country. In other news, AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the latest on the deadly fire in Switzerland.
Police say about 40 people were killed, another 115 injured, most of them seriously, in a fire during a New Year's celebration at a Swiss Alpine bar. Samuel Rapp says he was at a nearby restaurant when he was told there was an explosion at the crowded La Constellation bar.
So I went out to see what happened, and I saw the fire inside the place, and a lot of people was screaming.
Rapp says he got a look inside.
I saw a lot of people on the floor, and I think these people was dead because someone put jackets on their face. So it was a bit horrible.
Another witness describes people smashing windows to try to get out. Police say it's too early to say why the fire started, but the local prosecutor in Switzerland says at no moment is there a question of any kind of an attack. Switzerland will hold 5 days of mourning for the victims. I'm Ed Donahue.
Zoran Mamdani has become mayor of New York City. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A star quarterback suffered a painful injury during his team's loss in the college football playoff. Correspondent Gavin Coolball has more.
Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson says a cracked rib sidelined him in the second half of the Crimson Tide's 38-3 loss to top-seeded Indiana in the Rose Bowl. Simpson got hurt when an Indiana player's helmet hit him in the torso and caused a fumble after his first down scramble through the Hoosiers' defense in the first half. He had an x-ray at halftime that revealed the injury, Simpson said, after the college football playoff quarterfinal ended. Simpson acknowledged that he might have tried to do too much on the play. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
In California, rain poured down on the iconic Rose Parade yesterday for the first time in 20 years. More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Some days call for some oomph to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll also look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.